Good Thursday morning, beloved. And again, it's my privilege to share these few moments together with you this morning as we read God's Word together. Today we are in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 through 13. And in today's reading, the Apostle Paul reminds the Corinthians that he and his co-workers have gone out of their way to work hard and not cause problems. Despite the hardships he endured, he argues that he has taught about what he has taught about Jesus is true. The passage concludes with an appeal for the Corinthians to open their hearts, just as Paul's heart is open to them, as a sign of mutual forgiveness and reconciliation. And today's God's saving word for us today, this morning, it again is spiritual renewal. So let's begin reading 2 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. In our work together with God, then, we beg you, who have received God's grace, not to let it be wasted. Hear what God says. When the time came for me to show you favor, I heard you. When the day arrived for me to save you, I helped you. Listen, this is the hour to receive God's favor. Today is the day to be saved. We do not want anyone to find fault with our work, and so we try not to put obstacles in anyone's way. Instead, in everything we do, we show that we are God's servants by patiently enduring troubles, hardships, and difficulties. We have been beaten, jailed and mobbed, we've been overworked and have gone without sleep or food. By our purity, knowledge, and patience and kindness, we have shown ourselves to be God's servants by the Holy Spirit, by our true love, by our message of truth, and by the power of God. We have righteousness as our weapon, both to attack and to defend ourselves. We are honored and disgraced. We are insulted and praised. We are treated as liars, yet we speak the truth. As unknown, yet we are known by all. As though we were dead, but as you can see, we live on. Although punished, we are not killed, and although saddened, we are always glad. We seem poor, but we make many people rich. We seem to have nothing, yet we really possess everything. Dear friends in Corinth, we have spoken frankly to you. We have opened our hearts wide. It is not we who have closed our hearts to you. It is you who have closed your hearts to us. I speak now as though you were my children. Show us the same feelings that we have for you. Open your hearts wide. And today's key verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2, where Paul writes, "This is the hour to receive God's favor. Today is the day to be saved." In other words, beloved, it's time to quit making excuses. It's time to stop doing the little projects that have absolutely no purpose, and it is time to wake up and start serving the kingdom of heaven, because that day is at hand. And, Paul is dealing with these people that have had something against him through no fault of his own, basically by backbiters, by gossipers that came in and said bad things about Paul. And yet his love for the people in Corinth is so great that he's not ready to give up on them. He is ready to show them, listen, you need to, stop this hardened heart and open up your hearts to us so that we can get on with the Lord's business. Is there someone in your life that you are contrary with right now? It may not even be your fault. Maybe it's them. They've got the bad attitude. Well, today is the time to reconcile with them so that together you can get on about the Lord's business. Let's pray. Righteous God, empower me with your Holy Spirit to be your servant and to speak your message of truth. In all I do, may I glorify and honor you with purity, knowledge, patience and kindness. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our Thursday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 through 7, verse 1, where the Apostle Paul warns against pagan influence. Ooh, boy, is that ever a message for today's church. Amen. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.